turned out. We once again allow us to express our greetings and gratitude to each of you. And before we begin, we remind you that there continues to exist for you that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction, if you wish. And once again, you will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this special, this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into that meditative state and to participate in that telepathic communication. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, what do you believe? Seems a question that we continuously put forth, and yet it is the key, the basis to your creation process. What do you believe? You believe that this is real, this reality that you experience. You go to great lengths to put in place energies that limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, to understand the illusion that this vibrational level that you exist in is. You go to great lengths to make it appear like you're not in control, to make it appear like so much of the reality is simply based upon situations that you're not in control of, that are influenced by others. Many like to believe that it's even influenced by entities existing outside of your vibrational level. You go to great lengths, once again, to make it appear that way, because it makes it more real, and as a result of it appearing to be a real experience that's beyond your capacity to control, then consequently, once again, the experience gives you that capacity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings. And that's why you exist in this vibrational level. It's an illusion. That becomes very difficult, particularly when you agree to participate in the human consciousness belief systems, when you, as a human consciousness, agree to put in place and to sustain this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. The human consciousness agreement that there are certain elements that are beyond your control. The consensus that there is these certain realities that are very difficult for you to alter, if not impossible, in your so-called awakened consciousness state. In your altered state of consciousness, you experience other realities. You experience realities, in fact, that you do have the capacity to manipulate and to alter and to change the experience. However, when you return into your so-called awakened consciousness state, this veil has a tendency to make you look upon that experience that you participated in that altered state of consciousness, as being the illusion, as being unreal, as being imaginary, if you wish. In your awakened consciousness state, where the veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, is the strongest, it's very difficult for you to understand that it's an illusion, that it's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief system. And so when we ask, what do you believe? It becomes a very important question. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so it becomes very difficult for you to believe that your consciousness exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. Very difficult. Many individuals believe that your consciousness is simply a part of your mind, if you wish, that it exists within your mental capacity, that your consciousness is simply a function of your mental activities, this consciousness, without understanding that your consciousness, that spark of consciousness that you are, exists throughout your entire universe. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you sustain through the utilization of energy. And consequently, that energy that you are exists throughout your entire illusionary reality, throughout your entire illusionary universe, throughout this illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Your consciousness exists throughout the illusion. Now, for many that's almost beyond the capacity to understand. However, it is possible for you to grasp the concept that perhaps your consciousness exists throughout your entire physical being, throughout each cell within your physical being. That it's not just limited to existing within your mental capacity, but it exists throughout your entire physical being. In this so-called new age and new energy, and in your so-called recent history, you have, in your medical interactions and medical advancements, if you wish, discovered that it's possible for you to utilize various organs from one individual to another. It's possible for you to donate organs, if you wish, for the purpose of assisting another individual. As a result of those so-called transitions of organs, individuals are discovering that there are minor, many times, changes in an individual's personality of the individual who is the recipient of those organs. That there are minor personality changes in terms of likes or dislikes. And they're beginning to understand that it's because what they refer to as memories contained within the cells of those organs are now influencing the individual who has become the recipient of that organ. It's a part of the consciousness that exists within each and every atom of your entire physical being. What becomes difficult for you to grasp as well is the concept that you are one. You are individuals, but you are one. It almost defies explanation as to how you can be one and yet be an individual. And yet each of you are individuals involved in an incarnational period where you choose and put in place beliefs and belief systems that affect who you are in that particular incarnational period, influence your personalities in an incarnational period, influence your physical characteristics within an incarnational period, your choices that exist throughout that incarnational period, and quite different from other incarnational periods, many times exact opposite from other incarnational periods, but nonetheless the same individual, the one, if you wish. And so within that incarnational period, you put in price the beliefs and the belief systems. You put in price the choices and decisions that affect your personality, that affect your physical being, that exist throughout that entire incarnational period. And so when an individual has a portion of their physical being that is transplanted into another individual, those characteristics maintain throughout that incarnational period. Those personality traits, if you wish, are also transmitted to a certain extent, and each individual has the capacity to experience that consciousness. That same consciousness exists throughout every atom of your entire universe, influences it, creates it, changes it. When your society refers to what you, in your so-called present, like to refer to as climatic changes, it's your individual beliefs and belief systems. It's your choices and decisions. It's the spark of consciousness that you are that exists within each and every atom that validates the beliefs and belief system. It's your personality that influences the reality that you experience within an incarnational period. And so when we ask, what do you believe? It's the key to creating your reality, to changing your reality, to influencing your reality. And the irony is that whether you choose to believe or not is completely immaterial. Your beliefs precede your reality. There are but three things in this whole entire existence in your vibrational level that you cannot change. The one is that you create the reality as a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is based upon that premises that you create the reality. And so if you choose to believe you don't create your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. That belief will be validated, absolutely, and so you will have a reality that appears to be beyond your control. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong, it's why you entered into this vibrational level, it's why you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy for the opportunity to experience a reality that appears to be beyond your capacity to control. Appears. Because once again, what you believe is what's responsible for the reality that you experience. Human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems combine to form a belief system. It can be very complicated, and yet the premises is very simple. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create it all. Not only some part of it, all of it. Your consciousness, that energy that you are, exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. You can experience it in your physical being. You have made it very difficult to experience it in your entire universe. We talked to you in your so-called past, in our other interactions, about the capacity for an individual to go within inside and to understand that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire being, of your entire physical being. It's not simply limited to your mental capacity. By understanding that your consciousness exists in your entire physical being, and that the reality you experience is a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems, you have the capacity to influence your physical being. Not only the capacity, but you absolutely do. Whether you choose to believe it or not is immaterial. Your thoughts and feelings, what do you believe, influences your entire physical being, your choices and decisions. What do you expect to experience? It becomes very difficult many times to accept responsibility for your reality when that reality is one that's less than desirable. It becomes very difficult to suggest that at some level of your consciousness you have made the choices to have that experience, and that the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process and is not judged at that level of whether or not it's right or wrong. But it's based upon a validation of a belief and a belief system that you hold, that you have put in place, that you have made the choice at some level of your consciousness to experience. Very difficult, once again, when that reality is one in your awakened consciousness that you would view as being negative. And yet, by allowing to understand that your consciousness exists throughout each and every cell of your entire physical being, you can absolutely influence that physical being by your thought process, by your choices and decisions, by what you believe. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. There are certain physical elements that you put in place, certain realities that you experience, where you made the choices in your so-called altered states of consciousness, what we like to refer to as that level of consciousness that you refer to as your between incarnational state. And so you put in place many choices, many beliefs, many decisions to experience certain realities in a particular incarnational period, involved with all of the other entities that you interact with on your day-to-day basis. Put that all in place. And it's very difficult to get a grasp of the understanding of those beliefs and belief systems, or perhaps even more difficult to accept the responsibility for it. But nonetheless, whether you choose to believe or not is immaterial. The irony of it is that you create your reality entirely. And if you choose to believe you're not in control, then you create the reality to validate that belief system. And the irony as well is that that's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place, is for that opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with a reality that you don't believe you have the capacity to control. And that level of the spark of consciousness that you are, you do not view it as negative or positive, but rejoice in the creation process and in the opportunity to validate the belief systems and experience those emotions and feelings. It's really that simple. And so the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? Perhaps the most important question that you can ask yourself in this new age and new energy, where you have the capacity in your awakened consciousness that to influence your reality. What do you believe? Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I don't know if you answered it, but I'm thinking about purpose. Like you mentioned, what is our purpose? But how do we find our purpose?
You enter into this vibrational level. Once again, as we have just suggested, for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. To believe that there's a purpose, that you are put here for a purpose, is to suggest that you don't have the capacity to control your reality. You're not put here for a purpose. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to exist in this vibrational level for that capacity, that opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. To suggest that there's a purpose is to suggest that you don't have the option to make a choice in what it is that you desire to create, to experience, that you must follow some preset purpose, if you wish. It's not to say that there are not certain areas where you feel more comfortable, where you feel more at ease, if you wish. Many of those particular instances are based upon the multidimensional personality that you are and experiences that you're having in other incarnational periods that occur within the same time and same space. But there is no purpose. You're not put here because you must learn. You're not put here because you must go through some type of expansion. You're not put here because there's some purpose that you must achieve. Unless, of course, you desire to hold that belief. And if that's what you desire, you can have that, absolutely. But it's a choice. Your purpose is your choice. It's not something that's been predetermined or that you're put here to experience. What do you believe? What do you desire? What do you utilize and imagine as being in your reality? What is your expectation? Each of you chooses your own purpose. You have the capacity to change your reality, absolutely. What do you believe? So the purpose is never preset. It's your choice. What do you believe? What do you desire? What do you expect to bring into your reality? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's not based upon some predetermined purpose. You have the capacity to change your reality, absolutely. It is not set in stone. It's only predetermined by your choices and decisions. It's predetermined by the choices and decisions that you put in place. Many of them are very difficult to alter if they were put in place in a between incarnational state where you agreed to participate within certain limitations, for example, certain physical attributes. Whether you will be a male or a female in this particular incarnational period, and even that can have its blurred lines if you wish. What did you choose? What do you believe? But a purpose in which you believe that there is some type of activity that will bring you some type of fulfillment is based on your choice. It is never predetermined by some other individual other than who and what you are within yourself. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well now, it has once again been a very enjoyable interaction. And we would like to once again express our gratitude to the attribute and to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the attribute. You have but to express the intent. And so until the next time that we are once again interacting with the attribute, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.